Chapter 3. Above the Plaza San Francisco, the sky was sapphire at its zenith, an ethereal blue, too pure to be comprehended. In the shadow of high Catholic architecture, Hoyle sipped his coffee and looked into the street. The sidewalks were crowded, and beyond them, traffic passed in a steady growl on the Calle Santa Cruz. Trucks, cars, and minipolos in an argument of grinding gears and piercing horns. Trundling between men and women in Western dress were cholas in voluminous porriera skirts, their long black braids tucked into bowler hats. A woman in a miniskirt passed, carrying a green parasol, her heels clicking on the cobbles. With disconsolate lust, Hoyle watched until she passed from sight. A man approached the table and spoke in French.
Excusez-moi, ma montre s'est arrêtée. Avez-vous le temps?
The man's hair was brown, tending to sandy, and he wore round, wire-rimmed spectacles and a tweed jacket.
I'm sorry, my watch is in the shop,
Hoyle answered in English, completing the bona fides communicated from Langley. Embarrassing formalities straight out of a dime novel. Hoyle took in his contact, greatly surprised at how young he looked. Hoyle waited a moment to ask,
Aimez-vous parler ici?
No, we have a car.
The man gestured across the street. Behind the wheel of a 1965 Impala sat a man with the dark good looks of a Guarani Indian. Let's go. Perplexity giving way to irritation, Hoyle tossed a few coins on the table and followed the man down the sidewalk.
I didn't catch your name.
Smith,
the man said as they crossed the cobbles.
First name's Neil. The directorate of operations sent me. I'm going to be taking over the in-country effort.
As they reached the car, the driver popped from behind the wheel and opened the passenger side door.
Charlie, boss, I'm the driver,
the dark-complected man said.
His name was Ove Huyo,
a handle unpronounceable by gringos, and for as long as he had worked with the American Embassy, everyone had called him Charlie. Dressed in a white shirt, gray jacket, and fedora hat, Charlie looked like a typical Boliviano, a man so inconspicuously dressed as to be invisible.